From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. He's accused of murdering his sister. Now a Hoopa man will be sent to a state mental hospital for treatment after being deemed incompetent to stand trial. A psychiatrist issued that status report for Antoine Richard Aubrey IV, the judge in the case ordering that Aubrey be referred to a state agency recommending where he should be placed. A status review scheduled for May 15th. The 30-year-old Aubrey arrested following the shooting death of his 33-year-old sister Angel Aubrey on February 17th behind a Hoopa gas station. PG&E will be flying a helicopter Thursday in Garberville from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's to replace a power pole, and they're patrolling the circuit there as well. The pole located west of Highway 101, just north of Richardson Grove State Park. The landing zone for the helicopter is next to the highway south of the Eel River. For the safety of customers and the communities that they serve, PG&E will have signage and traffic control in place. After a month-long investigation, a Eureka man under arrest on child molestation counts. Sheriff's Office serving a warrant on the 3400 block of 18th Street in Eureka regarding child molestation and continuous sexual abuse of a minor charges. Arrested 38-year-old Andrew Jared Cunningham. During the course of the probe, several victims were identified, and the abuse is alleged to have occurred over a 10-year period. The case remains under investigation. Humboldt State University announcing the death of student Malachi Ennis. Ennis of Trinidad died suddenly on April 22nd. He was a music major who had transferred to HSU from College of the Redwoods in fall of 2016. The university staff reaching out to provide support to students, faculty, and staff who may have known him. No word on how he died. City of Fortuna Public Works Department, along with the Fortuna Police and the Fortuna Volunteer Fire Department, conducting a chemical release evaluation drill today from 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the city's wastewater treatment plant and Corporation Yard on Dinsmore Drive. During that time, you might hear loud, high-pitched alarms in close proximity to the facility. Also, scanner traffic or witness EMS vehicles responding to the drill. City personnel in multiple vehicles will be traveling to and from the evacuation sites and the facility on Dinsmore Drive and Riverwalk Drive. Traffic traveling north on Dinsmore may experience a slight delay while the drill is being completed. The training designed to prepare city staff plus local EMS personnel on the evacuation procedures in the event of a large-scale chemical release at the wastewater treatment facility. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.